Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the Gamma Ray Podcast. I'm Tim, alongside Justin.
How's it going?
And alongside the other Tim.
How's it going?
All right, everybody. And this week we are discussing one of the most allegedly haunted places on Earth, Pavalia Island.
Yeah, this place was a trip to research too, man. Like, a lot of stuff happened.
Yeah,
on this island.
This place's history is fucking nuts.
Yeah, it's nothing good on it.
No, there's not one good thing to happen on this.
I guess the only good thing is that it's like a nice place, like it's in a nice place.
Yeah, I mean, it looks nice from the outside. Yeah,
that's true. But then you get on the grounds and it's a whole different fucking story, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, so Pavalia is a small island that is located somewhere between the cities of Venice and Lido. And it's, you know, that's why I'm saying it's a nice place, because it lies in the Venetian Lagoon of northern Italy, right? And this whole place is like gorgeous. Littered. Yeah, and it's littered with islands. 166 freaking islands in this one tiny little area.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
especially in such a small area.
Well, yeah, the thing is, too, is that like apparently like there were so many options that they only went with this one.
Yeah,
they never went to like another one. They never like decided to go to a different place and not just destroy this one tiny island.
I'd destroy one than all of them, yeah.
Well, that's fair enough. I mean, the island has a small canal that splits it into two separate parts, which, you know, is, I think it's got like a wood bridge that covers the other two. Yeah. And there's like a lot of, it leads, I think, from one side of the island and then where the fields and all that stuff are, like where the buildings are, and it crosses over.
Yeah, it's like the main island and then one tiny island right next to it.
Yeah, and that's where all the fields and all that shit are. I mean, the first historical record of the island is back, I mean, long time ago, dude, 421 AD.
Yeah, I mean, that just speaks to, like, the kind of shit that's been going on with this place. If it goes back that far.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like, something so important happened that they had to make a record of it in 421.
Really, like 1600 years ago?
Yeah, 1600 years ago.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty destroyed for
a long time. For a long ass time. Pavalia was populated until about 1379, and due to, you know, that time period, you know, everybody was fighting everybody.
Yeah.
And so they, you know, all the folks on the island just were like, fuck this, and they took off. I mean, the island itself was like one of those strategic places where you can like defend real easy, you know?
Yeah.
But that wasn't until after, you know, military started getting a little bit more strategical.
The importance of the island became prevalent like during Napoleon's time and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. They stored a bunch of shit there too. Like
weapons. Yeah, he stored like a bunch of his gunpowder and munitions and stuff there because it was so easy. Like, nobody was really going to fuck with it because it was so easy to defend against.
Yeah. Well, and I was also reading too that they like made it to, like, he used the mythos of the island
to his advantage,
like almost like propaganda for like, don't go there. Like, you don't want to.
That's pretty
there.
Smart, especially back then, you know, because people truly believed in, you know, demon spirits. And
oh, yeah, dude, they were superstitious as all hell. I mean, like,
that's what I'm saying.
All you had to say.
It's actually kind of smart, really, because
it was super clever. I mean, that's what made him
be terrified of it.
That's what made him such a good, like, general or whatever he was. You know what I mean? Like, the dude was super, super smart.
Yeah.
I mean, currently it's owned by an Italian businessman named Luigi Brognaro, right? And
can you think of a more Italian name?
No, Luigi? I think that's the maximum.
Yeah.
That's all they let you get. Like, that's like, Jesus. Yeah, you're right, dude. That is like so fucking Italian. It's insane. And currently, most of the visits to the island are, I mean, strictly prohibited. Like, they're not letting go over there.
Yeah, but up until recently, you had to get the Italian government to give you permission.
Yeah.
To go.
Yeah, it's a serious place, man. And they take
it. Dude here kind of half let you go.
If there's something in it for him.
Well, yeah, I'm sure if you grease his palm good enough.
Oh, yeah, he'll let you over there. Like, you know, Like, I was just watching that episode of Ghost Adventures where they went to Bavalia.
Yeah,
I saw that.
That's one of the things I watched.
That dude got he got paid for that.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. I mean, there's no way he didn't.
He's like, yeah, you want to go there and fuck around in the dark, and you're gonna pay me? Oh, okay. Sign these waivers. Well, that says I'm not liable.
I was just gonna say that, and I'm sure they had to sign a waiver.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Saying that there's no way because of how, you know, run down and condemned the place is.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah, and like I said, and everybody is taking it very serious. That place.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure, dude. Like, locals want nothing to do with this.
Yeah. I mean, the rumors of the island are numerous, man, to say the least. And like I said, especially the locals, they take that stuff extraordinarily seriously. Like, well, they won't talk about
it. I've seen, they won't even talk about it. They're just like, nah.
Yeah. Dude, the minute you mention the name of the island, they back away.
Yeah. Like, there was one story where a couple, Americans were trying to get, like, you know, one of the local fishermen or a ferryman, whatever, to bring them over there. I mean, this dude, he couldn't have gotten out of there faster. Yeah, he dropped them off and then fucking hauled ass. Like, he wasn't playing.
Man. Yeah.
He didn't even want to. Like, they had to really convince this dude to let them over, like, to bring them over.
For a certain amount, people will do something. Yeah,
he could always be bought.
Everybody's got a price.
Yeah. The local fishermen steer completely clear of that place. I mean, they won't go anywhere near it. Like I said, they won't eat fish if it's caught near there.
Yeah, like these, they don't really fuck around with this place, man. Like, they know it's haunted. They know it's cursed. They don't want to talk about it. Nothing. I mean, these dudes are real serious about this island.
Yeah, they won't even cast their nets near the island, man. Because, you know, they always say that, you know, sometimes when they pull their nets back up, like, they're bringing up, like, skulls, bones, body parts.
Dude.
Yeah, like, even to this day, like, if you go to the island, there's still a good chance there's going to be human bones washing up.
Yeah.
On the beach. Yeah. I
mean, like, after all that time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
after it just goes to show how many,
literally a thousand years or more of bad shit happening on this island. And
1600 years of bodies piling up.
Yeah. And still they're finding them. That's
to this day.
It's almost, it's kind of sad, man. Like, how many people died on that fucking island, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it's, there's no joke about it, man. This place, like,
it's almost like end of line. I equate it to, like, if you were going there, dude, you're like, it's like if you were going to Alcatraz, like, you're never leaving,
never to be seen again.
You're never leaving that place. You know what I mean? Like, that's the last place you'll ever be.
I think, dude, like, in my research, I think I found, like, maybe half a dozen people who were brought there actually walked back out.
Yeah.
But that was like nothing compared to the pure amount that actually went.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Nothing. I mean, I'm sure it's probably a minute number compared to the fraction of a fraction. Yeah, it was like, didn't come off the island. Yeah.
Single digits.
It's a fraction of a fraction of the amount of people that were that ended up dead here. I mean,
and you know what the worst part is? Just imagine the fear in people's eyes.
Oh, yeah.
That were on that boat going, knowing.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody ever comes back from that island.
Right.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And
that's got to be terrifying.
And not only that, but it's haunted.
Yeah, and it's haunted.
On top of everything else.
So not only are you suffering, but you're also, like, getting the shit scared out of you.
Yeah.
The whole damn time, hearing crazy shit, you know? I mean, it literally cannot get any worse.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, I mean, like, believers in the paranormal, though, I mean, they claim the Pavalia, like I said, is the most haunted, one of the most haunted places, well, A, in all the world, but definitely all of Europe, right? I mean, for good reason, they would think that. There's so much tragedy on this one place that it's got to be, like, host to so much, like, you know, if it's real, like, that negative energy, you know what I mean, that's built up.
And just think about it, dude, like, you talk about a couple acres.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of an island.
Yep.
Nothing too
and good. Like, comparing that to, like, all the wars Europe ever had.
Yeah.
The witch hunts, the Inquisitions, the whole nine.
Yeah.
This place is renowned to be like known to be one of the haunted, most haunted places.
Yeah. I mean, that's on a continent that's saturated with tales of ghosts and paranormal stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, everywhere you go in Europe, there's a haunted castle.
Well, yeah. I mean, Europe
100 yards away.
You know, haunted castle, haunted tavern.
Yeah.
I mean,
graveyards that are fucking 2,000 years old. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that country's been at war since it's, you know, since that country was established.
Yeah.
So
before.
What I'm saying. So just the amount of war and disease and famine.
Yep.
I mean, it's mind boggling to really believe, like, could they ever truly get a true number?
Never.
No.
I mean,
they'll never even come close, I think. I mean, they might be able to ballpark it, but they're not going to. They're not going to get like an approximation, but definitely not.
Yeah, they could never.
Never nail it on the head. You know what I mean? Within a couple thousand, you know what I mean? Because you're going to have to like have a sliding scale. You know what I mean? Because
a couple million.
Oh, they had a census.
At the very least.
You know what I mean? Back there.
Yeah, most people just were born and died and no one ever knew. Yeah.
That's true. I mean, it's not that much different than
back then, only the royals and like the nobility were ever actually recorded.
Yeah. We're the only ones that mattered, I guess, back then, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, history is written by the powerful, so.
Yeah, that's true. And, like, the stories of this place, man, are so vast that it has its own nickname, Island of Ghosts. That's
how many badass stories have been
told. Yeah, it is kind of awesome.
I mean, like, think about it.
It sounds like a movie, like a title for a movie.
Yeah, it does.
If it's not, then I'm trademarking it right now.
Well, I also know trademark. That it's also been called the perfect name for a B-ray horror movie, Hell Island, also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like a sci-fi, sci-fi movie.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
That's 100% a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, like Sharknado and Hell Island.
I mean, there's the two names that it's known for, and neither one is associated with anything pleasant.
No. I mean, it sounds exactly like the place you don't want to go, but it's so intriguing you want to go.
Yeah, you're like, what do you mean I can't go? Of course I want to go.
Like your better judgment says don't go. But that curiosity side of us is like, it's probably something awesome.
Well, I mean, it kills the cat every time, right?
Yeah, it does. And I'd go.
Me too.
I'd go.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, I mean, like if you're looking for some sort of concrete evidence, at least for yourself, of afterlife, ghosts, whatever, I can't think of a better place.
Yeah. You know that you say that, like, because I actually believe, you know, for me to truly believe in paranormal, I would have to see it 100%, solid concrete.
Yeah.
And truth be told, with the history of this place, what better place to go?
There's a very good chance you'll run into something like that.
Exactly.
I mean, if it's going to be anywhere, it's going to be here.
Yeah, for sure.
So, like, when investigators, people that think they're brave anyways, or just plain just dumb, you know what I mean, go to the island looking for an experience. You know, everybody wants that experience with the paranormal. They want to, you know, it makes you feel a little special. Like, not a lot of people can say they've experienced something like that out of the norm, you know?
Yeah.
They report the feeling of being watched. I mean, the minute they step foot on the island, they're being watched by somebody or something. They're being followed. And they have like that irresistible urge like that. I think it's more of like almost like a psychic fight or flight sensation.
Yeah, like to run.
Yeah, like I don't belong here.
Almost like when a hair in the back of your neck stands up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just like,
well, I mean, there's stories.
Something's wrong here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't explain it, but something's wrong.
Have one thing in common, they usually hear is either in their head or audibly of like, leave, don't come back.
Yeah,
it's always like this demonic like kind of voice behind it.
It's all in Italian though. Yeah, like leave and don't come back.
I would assume. But yeah, these, I mean, like the moment you step on the, like, I think there's still some grape vines that grow on there that people go to like harvest.
I don't know if I'm drinking Pavilia's wine, dude.
Well, yeah, I was just going to ask, could there be a such thing as haunted wine?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess I think it could be a haunted anything. I mean, if they're going to be like a haunted doll.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
it would have to be a solid
the bottle. It would have to be the bottle.
Does it have to be a solid, or can it be like a haunted liquid or a haunted gas? Is it only solid objects? I mean, I'm just curious.
This man over here asking the real.
Do you have like a haunted river? You know what I mean? Or like a haunted lake?
You know, I've never heard of a haunted river or a haunted lake.
You heard it here first.
I've heard of tales of like waterfalls, and on certain nights you can watch whoever like died falling off it jump again.
Right.
So like I've never heard waterfall. Of like an entire. It was always like a specific location of the river.
Right. But not the whole river.
Yeah. No. Yeah, but it's, I was just gonna say, but is that the waterfall itself or the place where they jump from? Yeah.
I think it's the place is where.
I'd believe it if it was like, you remember that scene from like Ghostbusters 2 where he falls in the slime?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, going through the thing. Like if I was there and I saw the ghost, like the ghost was in the river, like coming at the waterfall and then fell off the waterfall, then I would say, okay, it's the waterfall that's haunted. But yeah, if he just jumped off a rock up there, I'm going to say, no,
it's the rock that's
haunted.
It's like the
area,
the actual location.
Yeah.
So it would be from, you know, point A to point B of that particular part. It wouldn't be the whole thing.
Yeah. See, like with stuff like that, that's why I think a lot of these phenomenon are almost psychic in a way. You know, because I was like, I watched those ghost hunter shows and stuff, and I enjoy them. I mean, most of them are ridiculous, but that's what I think why I like them. You know what I mean? But some of the stuff they catch is compelling. You know what I mean? You're like, damn, that's like, especially like on Pavilion, man, they caught some good stuff over there.
The only problem is, especially with TV, is that you got to take it with a grain of salt.
Well, it's more like when you hear the people tell the stories of like, I saw like a guy in period clothing and all that stuff. But like, I don't think you would ever catch anything like that on camera, because I think it's more like in your mind's eye.
Actual like apparitions are like incredibly rare.
Yeah. I think it's almost like what's the word I'm looking for? Like a hologram or something.
Projection.
Like in your mind. Like you're picking up all the stimuli and it's like putting that out that's what you're seeing. But like if it was to happen in front of a camera, like it wouldn't look like, you know, like Abraham Lincoln. You know what I mean? It
would just I get what you're saying.
Well, yeah, it's almost like the psychic connection. Mm-hmm. They're projecting how they see themselves.
Yes.
Through your eyes.
Through your eyes, yeah. So you can see what they look like.
Yeah.
But it's like that, you gotta be on that wavelength, you know.
Yeah. Well, dude, like the history of this island, though, man, obviously it extends for many centuries.
Yeah.
And has
16 of them at least.
Yeah. Yeah. And it most definitely did seen its fair share of traumatic events.
Yep.
I mean, that's just that's stating the obvious there.
Yes.
Some of the worst of these events, though, you know, it started in 1348 when the bubonic plague was around.
900 years after like its first mention,
pretty much.
This is when. So this wasn't so bad for a long time, I guess.
Well, see, this is Pavilion ended up being like the go-to spot, right?
Okay,
all right. Especially for the plague.
Okay,
like this was the spot. If they wanted you gone, that's where they sent you. That's how they dealt with you.
Right.
And, you know, this is common knowledge at this point, really, but one out of every three people, you know, died from this, right?
Yeah, definitely. It wiped out a third of Europe.
Yeah. What, the bubonic plague?
The bubonic plague.
Yeah.
So there was some real fear and paranoia, that took hold of these people, man.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, think about it. I mean, it's something that they can't see. They don't understand germs.
Yeah, they didn't know what it was.
You know what I mean? They're like, just people are just having like these horrible fucking like just blood pouring out of them fucking everywhere. You know what I mean? They're
well, I mean, back then, dude, I mean, like, these people literally thought, I mean?
They're like, what is like happening?
Satan himself sent this.
Well, some ancient theorists believe that they was cloaked figures on the outside of villages that were aliens that were releasing it.
From what
I haven't heard that one. I'll be real with you.
To what end?
To kill people. To like
thin out the herd. Yeah. But like
that's what they contest.
Just go ahead and wipe out a third of the population.
Real quick.
Experiment. Yeah. Well, yeah, it seems to work. Well, I mean, good.
Dude, there have been like every time the population gets like starts really climbing, there's always been some sort of plague, some sort of war.
Yeah.
To wipe out like a giant chunk of the,
mm-hmm.
especially the common people, like the, you know, the commoners.
I mean, think about it in recent terms. I mean, we got what, 8 billion people on the earth? And
it's like boom, 7 COVID. Point something. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just completely.
I mean, it didn't kill anywhere near the amount of people they thought it was going to, but I mean, it killed a good number of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking like,
about Corona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hundreds of thousands at least. You know what I mean? I don't know the official number, but I'm sure it's
the difference is this time is that we know what it is. We know how to treat this kind of stuff.
Yeah, you could fight it a lot better. Yeah.
A plague rant came through. That was
the end of it. Done deal.
Because this isn't the first time Pavelia was used. Especially for the bubonic plague. Because the black plague is a big one, but there was actually a couple more in front of that.
Like this resurfaced like every couple. Like 100 years.
It's like every 100 years or something like that. Yeah. And Venice, it exiled many of its people to this island. Like, once it had symptoms of the plague, they you're gone.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah.
They didn't care if you had the sniffles, dude. You were gone.
Like, better safe than sorry, man. I mean, you can't risk the one for the many. You know what I mean?
True.
Well, I was going to say, just imagine how people react now when you cough in a store. So imagine back then.
Well, hell, dude. I mean, like, to be honest, I just had a friend of mine. Yeah, man, I'm sick. I don't know if you can hear it. He just dropped by my house to give me something. He arm's length away from me. He wouldn't come in my house. He didn't even come up my steps. He stopped there, handed it to me, then ran back to the car.
Maybe it's you.
It could be. Maybe I stay. But yeah, like I said, dude, I mean. This island was Venice's solution for all of their plague problems.
Why the one?
I think it might have just been this is a good spot to build something on. They might have just picked it out of a hat, to be honest with you.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Maybe I never did find out why they did it.
Maybe it was the most convenient. The
biggest one.
Yeah, the most convenient. Yeah, the most convenient one.
Because you got to remember, back then, they were rowing boats out there.
Yeah. You know, Venice, there were some other islands were big enough to put like fortresses on.
Yeah.
Fortifications.
Yeah.
But I think this one was like you said, the most convenient to use. Because you know, due to its isolation, though, like we were just talking about, it was perfect for getting rid of the plague victims.
Yep.
Way out there, there's no chance of anybody swimming back or anything like that.
Not to mention just the pure terror people would have about even going anywhere near that place.
Yeah.
With all the sick and dying. I mean, if you're a healthy person, you're not going anywhere near it.
No, hell no. And, you know, this goes without saying, but almost everybody who stepped foot on the island never got off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just without saying it, man.
So it was basically a death sentence.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
this would be their final resting place. Well, you want to call it resting.
Yeah.
All the kinds of things that happen to them.
They're laying down.
They're laying down.
At the end of the day, I guess.
But there were so many infected that died of the plague that the barges would transport the dead to the island, right?
And that's a big-ass ship, whole right?
Barges, yeah.
Like a barge.
Yeah.
A big ship.
Like, that's just, like, they couldn't even, they were killing off so many people, they couldn't even get them all to the island first. So they were shipping the dead bodies.
Could you imagine the piles?
Can you imagine being the guy that A, drove the boat, or the guys that either had to A, load all the bodies, or B, unload all the bodies?
It was probably the same people unloading them. They probably ended up on the island too.
I'm about to say, how did they not?
Oh yeah, I'm sure eventually
catch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like, dude, they while the barges were doing the dead, there were smaller ships that were bringing people in that had even the most mild of symptoms.
Yeah.
So there were ships coming and going day and night from this island.
Yeah, man. Oof.
I mean, even mild symptoms. Could you imagine you know, no, I'm good, bro. I'm good.
Yeah. I just breathed in some dust. Like,
yeah. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're like, nah, your ass is going on a boat.
Yep. I mean, imagine if you didn't have it, and then you were sent to an island that's literally covered in people with an incurable disease.
People and bodies. Yeah. I mean,
highly communicable. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's how it spread so easy.
Jesus, man.
But dude, later on in its life, though, in 1777, the Magistrate of Health of Venice, he designated the island the primary checkpoint for screening of for those with that may be infected.
Like a less cool Ellis Island.
Yeah, or like like Liberty Island, stuff like that.
What, like, and, what, like on the ships coming in?
Yeah, like,
what would be like if you showed up to the port?
Yeah,
the first place you had to go to was Pavilion.
Yep.
Okay.
And if they determined that someone on the ship was indeed infected, they would be quarantined on the island,
which means they would die.
Pretty much,
basically.
Pretty much, you're dead.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's believed that over. Let me state that over 100,000 bodies that were riddled with the plague were burned on the island over its many centuries of being a quarantine.
Yeah, I think if I'm remembering right, I think there was like 3 or 4 outbreaks.
Yeah, I think it was
killing like 50,000 people at a clip.
Yeah, something like that. Well, dude, like, to put this in perspective, right? So many bodies were burned that almost 50% of the soil is made up of human ash.
Wow.
Yeah.
Imagine that. So that tells you how deep them cremated ashes are up.
That tells you how many people were burned. I mean,
so every shovelful is 50% dead body.
Yeah.
Yeah, give or take.
Every two steps.
They were having
Every
giant pyres where they were throwing bodies on.
Yeah.
And there were stories where not only were the dead were being burned, but the ones who were still alive just didn't have the strength to fight back were being thrown on the fire as well.
Yeah, a lot of them that weren't dead, but they looked dead because they weren't moving and
or close to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so they were still conscious. They knew what was happening.
When you sort of add insult to injury, you're already burned alive. Plague.
Damn, dude.
Like, that ain't torture enough, but here, let us just go ahead and burn you alive while you're dying with the plague.
I mean, dude, they had mass graves they were digging up all the time. They're still finding bones from them.
Jesus, man.
Oh, they'll probably find bones until the day they stop digging them and developing.
Yeah. I mean, like, I was watching that Ghost Adventures episode. He was like digging into the dirt, dude. I mean, it was literally just like dust.
Yeah.
It wasn't even, it didn't even look like real dirt. I mean, it was just like nothing, you know? Like if you were digging through ashes.
Yeah. Almost. That's what it is, dude. Is that that's just how many, because I think they had a fire going like almost all the time.
Jesus.
Like, man. They couldn't, these people, like the guys getting rid of the bodies, couldn't keep up with the dead.
Yeah.
Like, people were dying faster than they were able to get rid of them.
Well, you know, you really can't blame the guys. It's not like they were doing it to be evil. You know what I mean?
No, they were
like
doing
the guy, like all the government that was doing it and stuff, you know?
They were doing it to hopefully stop the spread of the plague.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, doing it for the greater good, for sure.
Yeah, well, you know.
They just happen to have, that just happened to be their job.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got to think, too, like I said, man, you got to imagine a few of these gravedigger dudes ended up in the on the pyre as well, you know?
Oh, yeah,
no, I'm sure. 100%, bro.
I'm sure they did. But what I'm saying, it's not like it was like Dachau or something, you know what I mean? Or Auschwitz, where like they were enjoying it. You know what I mean?
They were probably terrified.
They had to do it. You know? Yeah,
I think like this is probably just some commoner.
Yeah.
Who, his regular job was digging graves.
Yeah.
Or he was, you know, he was a shoemaker or whatever.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, guess what you're doing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm talking about the ones they were throwing off that weren't quite dead yet.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry.
You know what I mean? But I mean, it was like,
It wasn't out of evil intent.
No, it was just like, they probably
didn't even know he was still alive. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true too. They didn't think they were still alive.
Yeah. It's not like they were checking for breathing or anything.
Yeah. I mean, they're not doctors.
They were just probably picking up people not moving anymore, throwing them on a cart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And bringing them over to the fire.
Yeah.
Or one of the mass graves they dug.
Right. I mean, still, dude, it's still just like so insane to think about that many people.
I mean, yeah, 160,000
somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah,
I mean, holy like this, shit, man!
And you got to think too, man. Like I said, this is a very relatively small
area, like,
geographic location.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
I mean, and it's also not like they did it in like a couple years. You know what I mean? It was over hundreds of years.
Yeah, I think the bulk of it happened during the Black Plague.
Yeah.
The Black Death, whatever.
Well, that's when they needed to.
Yeah.
The most, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, it took three plagues to hit 160,000 bodies.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean.
Yeah, but you got to remember, too, that's just in Venice.
Yeah, that's just in that area.
That's not like the whole of Italy.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I
mean, that's what, maybe 20, 30-mile radius around this island?
Yeah, not too big, and considering they lost that many people in such a small area.
Yeah. Well, the more populated, the quicker it spreads, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But I know after the centuries of extreme death due to this virus,
yeah,
the island became, you know, then the island became, which is crazy to me, but it ended up becoming a home to the mentally insane in 1922.
Mm.
I mean, Pavelli was transformed by the Venetians to house people deemed too crazy to be a part of normal society.
Right. So they're like, okay.
I mean,
especially nut bar. We're going to send you over to an island that literally hundreds of thousands of people have been burned alive on.
Well, to get better. Didn't like. During this time frame, like 1922 area. Dude,
but what I'm saying is like it's not like the stories of the island just started recently.
No, weren't known by then.
Even the crazy people knew that, like, no, man, like, no.
Yeah.
I don't want to go over there.
Well, see, the problem with this, man, is that like this 1922 time frame, right? A little before that, after that. The mentally insane was a very loose description.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, these people would be like, you'll go from mentally retarded people. And then, I mean, there's stories of like men who just wanted to get rid of their wives.
Yeah.
He just claimed she was like insane and everything in between.
Hmm.
So you're putting in practically normal people in with like these crazy, like these
legitimately
rapists
insane.
And murderers. And
yeah, the legitimately insane.
Yeah, the ones with 12 personalities and, you know.
Yeah, like there's a lot of stories from these time frames.
Each one of them is a chef.
Like...
I don't know, Italian, I assume they're all Chef Boyardee.
Chefs, yeah.
I'm assuming Boyardee is an Italian name. It might be French.
Well, you know, like, but like, I would like to know whose bright idea it was to make an insane asylum on an island with 160,000 plus dead bodies of the plague.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's the same reason why they used it for a quarantine island. Is out of the way.
Well, yeah,
you
can
ship people
part,
there and forget about them.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a place who's to say that, you know, for people to get forgotten.
They just don't dig up something and re-kick that. You know, maybe the plague was sitting dormant. And all of a sudden,
see,
you
like,
start
that's
digging
what
out.
I would be afraid of going to the island. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I'm
I
saying.
Don't know enough about viruses. To know
it wouldn't still be
active.
Viable.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, man, if you want to go to the
shit like that in the ice, that's like, you know, a million years old and it's still
alive. But it's been like cryogenically frozen due to the ice kind of stuff.
Yeah, not.
But
yeah,
like, if you wanted to,
the elements,
like, dude, you can go right over here to like the deserts in America and pick up the Black Plague from fucking squirrels. Like, it's still around.
True.
It's just
it is. I've heard that.
I don't remember that vaccine.
No, me either.
Just don't. If you ever find yourself in a desert and you're trying to eat a ground squirrel, make sure it's cooked proper. That's all.
I think I'd be more freaked out to see a squirrel in the desert. Ain't no fucking trees up there.
Yeah, it's like, where's this ground
squirrel? Why is the squirrel in the middle of the fucking
desert? But, you know, they also saying, like, the minute the patients arrived and would settle into the hospital, they would hear, you know, they'd start. But, you know, this is a part where, you know, you got crazy people.
Yeah.
Reported hearing strange noises and seeing apparitions or other paranormal phenomenon.
Yeah, but I don't think it necessarily means because they're deemed insane or crazy that they're making it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It just adds to the torture of what they're already going through.
Well, I mean, it seems like, you know,
you're it would.
You're not going to be believed, even if it was true.
No. No, because you're in an insane asylum. No matter how sane you are, nobody's going to believe it.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays it's a little different, man, because, you know, you got, you know, TV streaming services with all these ghost hunter shows and, you know what I mean? So I think it's a lot easier now for people to go, oh, maybe it is true.
Yeah.
Even though back then they were more superstitious.
But see, back then they believed.
That's what I'm saying.
100% they believed.
Without, they didn't question it, nothing. Yeah. It was just a part of their culture.
People are going, maybe. Back then, that was a fact. The devil walked the earth. The angels roamed the skies.
I mean, you know, a lot of them.
Fact.
Well, yeah. I mean, and, you know, and a lot of common reports were saying that they were seeing basically plague victims walking through the halls of the asylum. And these hospitals were built for the crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were poorly constructed.
Yeah, they're thrown together.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was more just to kind of warehouse people.
They threw it up.
Like, they're like, it's four walls and a roof. It's a building.
Yeah. And that's good enough for crazy people.
I mean, and, you know, and then once again, you know, this island was used more for, you know, X Island, I guess.
Yeah.
The crazy people, and less for, they weren't trying to help them, like rehabilitate them or, you know, it was basically just a place to put them until they died.
And I'm not going to lay this at the Italians, like they're the only ones doing it. We did it too.
Especially, every country did it
up to like the 70s or 80s. Man, they were doing
until you had certain like actual doctors start looking into it with credibility.
To the mental illness part of it.
And they forced the reform, but until then, it was just a dumping ground. We don't want them in our family anymore. Get rid of them.
Yep.
You send them over there.
Yep.
You forget about them, and these places were horribly understaffed.
It was like a more modern version of like when they would lock them in the attic.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
so in this attic. Yeah,
keeping them away from everyone and everything.
They locked them in the same attic.
Yeah, they were embarrassed of them, so instead of that, they just sent them to a place like this.
Yep.
Well, I mean, you know, if every 1940s, 50s, 60s movies about the Nun House is correct, then, I mean, basically it was, man. It was just, you know, dope them up, let them do the Thorazine shuffle for 6-8 hours a day, and then lock them right back in their room. You know what I mean?
That's not even the movies. That's actually what happened.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, even in the 40s, man, I mean, just, you know.
It was sedate them and just let them walk around and just perform experiments.
Isn't this around the time that, like, lobotomies were coming out?
Yep.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. Lobotomies are supposed to be the cure-all for, you know, I mean, you're talking, man, you know, putting electrodes to somebody's head and going, well, let's see how what this does.
Yeah. A lot
Jack
of
it up some.
A lot of medicine is trial and error.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. You know, it is. And lobotomies, especially this time, dude, I mean, they were like, take an ice pick, you put it right here, like right above the eye.
Yep.
Right above the nose, and they would just slam it up there and then just spin it around, destroying the frontal lobe.
Yeah, I mean, and basically, like, you know, how precise was it really? You hit what you hit, I guess, once you go ahead and drive it up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just turned them into zombies at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. Then it's basically just keep them alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I mean, this just tells you, man, like back then, because there was rumors that in the 30s there was a doctor at the hospital that would perform, you know, unusual experiments on the brains of his patients.
Well,
allegedly he would save his most brutal for the special ones. So
oof.
I mean, you're talking like Mangala level.
What would make
that's like barbaric. Yeah.
Barbaric. What would make you the a special patient to have?
It's never really good to be classified as special.
Yeah. I mean, like I would think that was probably more maybe for the more violent ones.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And maybe. trying to curb their violence.
Well, everything I've ever read about this dude, it was probably the ones, honestly, that he felt that he could get the most, like, torture out of.
Yeah.
The most pain.
And the ones
this
that...
This dude was doing it for a long time, dude. Like, he wasn't... And,
you know, you got to think about it, too, like, you know, to agree with you on that, but also, like, the ones that, I guess, the staff wouldn't mind disappearing.
Yeah, you got to
make their jobs
Everybody's going to be on board with it, you know? With something like that, everybody's got to be on board.
Yeah,
you know,
what's that whole thing of like, you know, you're not dead if you're still on the books, kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. Like, who do we want to get rid of?
Yeah,
that's like who right now is causing the most problems?
Yep.
That, I mean, plus he's, you know, and there's also there's a bell tower on the island, and you know. There's also rumors that he would save his most brutal experiments for his special patients.
Up at the bell tower?
Of what he would take to the bell tower.
Oh, man.
So
it's like going to be a horrible thing in a really scary place.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm gonna torture you in the most probably brutal way possible. But on top of that,
yeah,
I want you to be like hyper scared.
Yeah.
I mean,
fuck, man.
You know, there's really no record, man, of what he did to these people, man. It's still a mystery to this day. I mean, unless maybe you ever actually found, you know, like if you kept a...
Like a journal?
Experiment book. Yeah, like a journal. You know what I mean? Maybe then you could find out. And
if
you know,
there was, that shit's been now. Hidden long ago.
Yeah. It was either destroyed or whatever.
Yeah, that thing's nowhere on Earth anymore.
I mean, but, you know... I mean, here's another thing, man. You know, it's basically it was said that people could hear the screams of his victims across the island. Is there no staff member questioning this?
I don't think they did back then, man.
I think back then you did as the doctor told you.
I don't know if a nurse back then was like a nurse is today.
Yeah.
If they were just hired to be a nurse, you know what I mean? Like they weren't.
I doubt very highly they went to like school to learn.
Yeah, they might have, but I doubt it. You know, so doctor's doing it, so he must know what he's doing.
Well, if it's anything like if you ever seen American Horror Story Asylum, basically back then, the doctor in charge of the asylum, man, he's
like a god there.
The buck stops with him. It never gets questioned.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it was exactly like that back then, where the head doctor, crazy or not, committing experiments on people. And I've also heard that he did it with no anesthesia sometimes. So, I mean.
Oh, man, like a Slayer song.
Yeah. Almost like,
surgery with no anesthesia.
With no anesthesia. Fear the knife pierce you intensely.
Yeah.
I mean. And, you know, not to quote their lyrics again, but this is how they've seen them, inferior.
Yeah.
No use to mankind. Yeah. I mean, that's how they felt.
They were. They were just there for him to experiment on. If he found something good, great. If not, well, he knows.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, the big thing about back then, too, I'm sure not many family members checked in on him, maybe.
Not on that island.
Was across the world. If you dropped off a family member to one of these kind of places,
you were done with them.
Yeah, you dropped them off there and you forgot they ever existed. That's the whole point of these things.
Correct.
Yeah. So that's why they were able to get away with this until people started forcing the governments to start really cracking down on these things because they could do whatever the fuck they wanted.
I mean, I think too that like this shit must have been so bad. And such like a blemish, you know what I mean? That you can't even find the guy's name anymore.
Yeah.
No, it was
referred to him as a doctor. You know what I mean? They won't even tell him they won't even say his name.
I mean, so that has to tell you how, you know, horrific these had to be. Yeah. That if they're trying to just kind of eliminate that out of their historical storyline, that, I mean, this guy must have been a maniac, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, eventually he had to live with the horrible actions that he did to these people, man.
Yeah.
And you know, towards the end of his life, you know, he pretty much basically eventually went insane. I mean, how would you not?
Yeah.
You'd have, you know, to be...
after that kind of like putting that kind of pain and terror and just overall fucking evil.
Well, plus you gotta,
I mean, it's gotta affect you psychologically.
His insanity might be due to the haunted nature of the island itself.
Yeah.
True. I mean, like, you know, I mean, you know, maybe it was the spirits of, you know, the people that the things he did. I mean, you know, because a lot of ghosts, like, you know, from my understanding of ghosts, it's basically something horrific or tragic had to happen for this kind of energy to be able to manifest itself.
Right.
Like, there has to be some kind of, you know, so just imagine.
Like a trauma.
Yeah, like this kind of trauma.
Yeah, there's, it's never like, oh, you die peacefully in his sleep.
And I think he'll just stick around. Yeah,
yeah, you never get haunted by them kind of ghosts.
Yeah, it's always like a murder or something like that that kind of keeps him.
Never heard of a friendly ghost.
No, me either.
Like, you come home and he, like, you know, you put your groceries away.
You got Patrick Swayze.
Fold your fucking laundry for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. It's like, yo.
Where's that kind of ghost?
This is how you're going to pay rent in this house. But, I mean, you know, eventually, man, the dude went nuts, bro. You know what I mean? Like, and I think, you know, there's some speculation that it might have been the spirits of the island kind of, you know, pushing him towards. I mean, he committed suicide, man, jumping from the bell tower.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, there are rumors that maybe it was the spirits that,
like, fucked with his brain.
Suggested that he, you know, walked to the, you know, climbed to the top of this bell tower.
Yeah.
And that either he was thrown off, pushed off, or they convinced him to jump on his own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, you know, or maybe, you know, here's an idea. Maybe the mentally ill people just said, fuck it. I'm tired of this dude.
Yeah. Just grabbed him and
took him up
them.
There. Yeah. And you got tired of the mistreatment. They bricked him up in the tower.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if he bricked him up in the tower, really, your only other option is to jump the fuck off.
Well, see, that was also,
you're either
going
to starve to death or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That was actually a big thing back then. Like, people got bricked alive a lot.
Yeah, they did.
Are you serious?
That's actually not a joke. Insanity, like, people would literally.
Wow.
Get bricked up alive.
So it's like you got a choice. If that happens to be the case, you can either one. Well, see, okay,
it's a way out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. At least he was in a bell tower, so, you know, it might have been, you know, too tall and too slick to climb down.
Yeah.
So the only other option is one: you stay there and starve to death.
Yep.
Which is torturous all on its own.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure eventually hallucinations start setting in.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, or you jump off.
Yeah. Or now, there was one story I read about where adds more, a little bit more credence to, like, the ghosts forcing him off.
Yeah.
Was that the actual fall didn't kill him. He got messed up pretty bad. There was actually, I think it was either a nurse or a nun that lived on the island, saw him jump off and land on the ground, and then saw that he was still alive, but watched this, like, fog engulf him and, like, choke him out.
Like, so another spirit finishing the job.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like whatever forced him off was, you know, was going to make sure this dude was dead.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not living through this.
You think when he hit the ground and died, it was like the sound from, like, Mario Brothers when you die, like the when he jumped out, it was like, boing.
Depending on if he bounced or not.
Yeah. But dude, you know, during the last years of this, like the hospital was in use, right? Like visitors report absolutely like harrowing accounts of paranormal events.
Yeah.
Inside the buildings and even on the outside, like on the grounds. Like there was some serious shit going on.
Yeah. I don't, I really don't think that ghosts are limited to a structure.
I don't know, dude, because who knows the rules, honestly, when it comes to paranormal?
Well, I mean, in a place like this, where they're burning, you know, 100,000 bodies and people are dying in extreme agony for hundreds of years, it's everywhere. And these buildings weren't built on there until after all that
happened. Yeah, I mean, I guess you got a point. Yeah. The island would be haunted, not the...
Not just the building itself. Yeah. They just built the buildings on top of the fucking ghosts.
Yeah.
Pretty much, you know?
Well, I mean, there's so many stories of, like, places being dormant until you start building.
Yeah, like, so, like I've heard that before, too.
Yeah, like, haunted houses will be dormant until you get the... Somebody comes in and tries to restore it.
Yeah, like renovations or something. Like this whole house shows up and it's like, fuck, now you got like Poltergeist 2
going on in your house. It's like now you woke them up and now they got somebody to fuck with.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Like, yeah, they don't like it when you start fucking around with what it looked like when they were alive.
Yeah.
But dude, after the hospital was closed, you know, for good, which, you know, I think it took way too long, was in 1968.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, by 68, man,
we're pretty civilized by then. 46 years it was open?
Something like that. Yeah. It was open for a long time.
Yeah.
So, you know, but there was an Italian crew that came in and, they tried to bring it back up to its original state.
Right. Renovate. You
know, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like we were just talking about. But for whatever reason, work just stopped extremely fast with no explanation. Like, they wouldn't tell them why.
Yeah.
But I think everyone kind of knows why, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You pissed off fucking 150,000 ghosts.
Yeah, it's like, we finally get back to sleep. And now y'all are over here wanting to redo this place.
You got those stories of, like, yeah, because you hear these... like demonic voices and it's always evil. Like the amount of death that happened on this island might have like turned it into like a hell gate. Actual demons now.
Yeah. That's a good thought. I didn't think about that. I mean, if that's a real phenomenon, then shit, man, that's the epicenter right there. That's ground. I mean,
has anybody
zero.
Ever ran into a ghost on there that was just like, how's it going, man?
Yeah, like, no, it's always been.
I don't blame anybody, bad. Man. Like, you know, I'm cool. I'm just chilling right now.
Yeah, no.
It's always been bad.
Yeah, it's never
a good experience. Cool
ghost. Yeah, you never like walk by one and give them like a high five and just keep going. You know what I mean? Like, that's never happened.
It's like you do you, bro.
You know,
but dude, like, without these dudes giving an explanation for what happened, a lot of the locals believed that they were driven away by the spirits.
Yeah, that fed right into their already mindset of that place. It fed right into the superstition.
Right into the lore. Absolutely, it does.
Yeah, it went especially, hand in hand right into it.
Especially because, you know, without explanation, that right there just put it onto a whole new, you know, paranormal level.
I mean, think about
whether
it that way too.
Like, to or not.
If they're they're trying to talk to people about the island and they're like, no, we're not going to talk about it. And they've never even been there.
Yeah.
Imagine if you've been there and you're probably one of these people that believe something's fucking going on that island.
Yeah. Then you hear
like, I don't really want to go, but I got to, cause it's my job. And then you know, the whole crew gets some, you know, paranormal shit happening to them. You're not going to talk about it.
No,
I mean, you're not going to tell people about it.
All right. Now, like you would think, okay, maybe if one guy or maybe two guys out of the whole construction crew was like, no, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was the entire, they just shut down operations.
Yeah.
Just like, they packed up, we're out of here, man.
Yeah.
Like, fuck this place.
I don't blame them that bad. I think that, like, if that place and the stories of it have been pumped into your brain since you were a kid, you already don't want to go.
Yeah. I mean, you're already predetermined. It's highly doubtful
these dudes didn't already know the history of this island.
Right.
Yeah. And going there, you know, with knowing it, I think, you know, and I'm sure they probably used somewhat local construction company.
Yeah.
They're already going there with a predetermined notion about this place anyway. They're already sketched out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before they even get there.
Which leads it to being like, you believe it's already there, so you're open to the experiences more than you would be if like a skeptic went over there.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
you're kind of more open.
It's easier for
you
to be,
you're more susceptible.
You bring in a construction company from Germany or France, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you bring one over who doesn't know anything about the island,
about the history of the island. Would then, you know, if
it would leave more,
they all just packed up and were, absolutely.
Yeah.
But like over the following years after the hospital shut down, right? A family, for whatever reason, decided to actually purchase the island.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, just the amount of money you have to even consider that a possibility. But
I don't think the land was going for that much, man.
Well, actually, no, to be completely honest, dude, like, Venice wanted this island gone so badly off their books.
Yeah.
In terms of real estate, they were practically giving this shit away.
I mean, honestly, because I think you're right, because I think the one thing I saw, they said they sold it for like $560,000.
I think an entire island.
I think that's to the guy that Luigi, whatever his last name was.
Yeah, I mean, but still, that's an entire island.
Yeah, I mean, there's other islands go for $20 million.
Yeah, like, you got a half a mil, bro? Here, fucking take it.
Yep. Hell, we would have took way less than that if you tried to argue with us.
Well, I mean, I think that, like, if you're...
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we basically gave it to you. If you're one of those people that don't believe in that shit...
It's a great deal.
It's a good deal.
Which is what I think happened to this family.
Trying to take advantage of...
Well, I mean, you know, especially if you got... Like, especially if you got the money... You know, not to only buy it,
right?
But to also, you know, invest money into it, or at least into what you want to build on it.
Yeah,
you see that.
I mean, you probably are going in more as a skeptic.
Yes.
Than definitely.
Yes.
Like, because this family, man, they wanted to like clear the island entirely, because they wanted to build a private like holiday home for them. You know.
Yeah.
And you know, they say reasons unknown why they left, but.
I mean, they better get rid of the top 3 feet of soil.
Probably more than that. Yeah, I think that's what it said is like the top 3 or 5 feet is mixed with human. Something like that.
Well, I mean, like, you know, not to get off track, but, you know, kind of like earlier in the beginning, man, like I've heard that them plague pits were like, you know, 60, 70 foot deep, some of them.
Jesus.
Completely filled.
Now, just the plague pits. I ain't saying the entire island. You know what I mean? But I mean that just gives you some kind of scope.
Still, if it's that many people, you're going to have to build multiple. They're not going to just be one pit, you know?
No, that's what it was. It was dig a pit, throw them in there, fill it up, cover it, dig another pit.
Dig a pit. Yeah. I mean, so just imagine, like, I don't know, the exhilaration of that family going, we just bought an island in one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Yeah.
Literally,
like we have an island
short for almost nothing comparative.
Yeah.
It's one of the most romantic cities in the world.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a short boat ride to Venice, which blows my mind how it's still standing and it's still got its waterways. But I mean,
they're doing fine. Yeah, they're doing fine over there, man.
I mean, this family must have been just insanely excited.
Yeah.
About this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude. And see, here's the thing, too. Like, they got on the island. They buy it. They get on it. They start getting settled in.
Right.
Okay. And like you just said, they're super excited to own this, you know? But, of course, as per most of the kind of stories about this place, the very first night was just completely horrifying. Like,
no shit.
Within hours, dude. Within hours, this family leaves.
Yeah.
Never to step foot on this island again.
Dude, you got crews of construction workers that won't go there. You think that, like, fucking mom and pop and the 2.5 kids are going to survive?
No, hell no.
Yeah, I mean, you got guys that, you know, have the manliest manly jobs that there is.
Yeah.
And they're like, nah, fuck
no,
fuck
no, 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 no.
Yeah, see you. Bye. Well, see, there was, there's a, like a rumor, report, whatever you want to call it, that their daughter actually had, like, her face mutilated by an angry ghost, entity, demon, whatever you want to call it.
Monkey. Was it a monkey? That was off his Ritalin.
That monkey was taken. Did it feed, you know, were they feeding it some Xanax?
I thought that was supposed to mellow you out.
Hype them up.
Yeah,
but dude, I mean, like, dude, they've even had psychics come to the island.
Yeah.
You know, and these guys, all the psychics pretty much say the same thing. This, the energy of the island is evil and it's malignant.
Fuck. Yeah, no doubt about it. If it's real, it's not a good place.
No.
And I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, if it is real, I mean, bro, you're talking, you know, 160,000 plus tortured souls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People in one place.
Their last few weeks, last few months were not good.
No. So, I mean, if their spirits are real,
yeah,
then they're pissed off.
Well, you got to think of it too, man. It wasn't just a plague. It wasn't just a mental hospital. I mean, there was war, invasion.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, like, every step of the way, it's been terror, horror, murder.
Everything.
And just
every kind of, like, in general, conceivable shit happened to this point.
And I believe even that for a while, they were bringing criminals over there to be executed.
I believe that.
I think I saw something about that. Yeah
they were bringing, like, criminals onions over to get executed on the island. So now you also have capital murder.
Yes.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
With real, well, most likely real murderers and rapists, everything like that got caught.
Yep.
You know, add that on to it.
Yep.
But dude, these psychics are quoted saying that the force of this evil energy was so strong that they would like, I'm leaving right now and I'm not coming back. Every last one of them said the same thing.
Yeah. I can imagine, dude, if you are able to kind of, like, pierce that tap veil,
into that,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That place would be fucking horrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This, you know, I mean, and this is just a few of the accounts, dude. Like, I saw a lot of them where, you know, like earlier when I said about the Americans who went over there, there's a lot of these little 5-6 sentence stories about people who showed up on the island, got absolutely terrified, left, never to come back.
Yep.
Kind of stuff. I mean, it just goes on and on.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, to give any credence to any of this, I mean, the fact remains that, you know, most of these people are like, I ain't fucking going back there.
Yeah.
Like, that's how bad of an experience they had.
Yeah.
Yeah. These people leave and then, like, just never, like, nope.
It's like in a lot of those shows you see where, like, people, like the tour guides are over there, you know, bringing the the brave investigators over, and they're walking in the buildings. They're like, no fucking way. Like, I'm going to wait out here, dude. Like, I'm not going in there with you.
No, hell no. I'm
like, I fucking live here. You know what I mean? Like, I live across the fucking waterway here, man. I'm not having that shit follow me home or something. You know what I mean? Like, no way. Like, you know what I mean? You're going to fly across the ocean after this is over. I got to stay here.
Yeah.
Especially if you want to believe.
I'm not dealing with that.
Especially if you believe that, ghosts can, like, or demons or whatever can attach themselves to you.
Yeah.
So then you could bring over one of these tortured souls from the island to your house.
Yeah.
Like, these people don't play.
Now, well, you know, one of these tortured souls,
you know, it won't be a vampire because they can't cross running water, remember?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it won't be a vampire, right, at least.
Now, one of these tortured souls attach themselves to you, right?
Yeah.
And you're flying back home.
Yeah.
Is the ghost going to be scared to fly because he's from the 1300s?
He's going to be like, what the fuck? Yeah, he's not going to know what's happening.
This is devil worship.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
that's a good question. Bird. I never thought about it.
Like, or is it like on the wing, like in that Twilight Zone episode?
Yeah, there's something on the wing.
There's,
you know, as soon as you said wing, dude, wing, I thought of Bugs Bunny and the Gremlin. He's sitting there. He's just like hammering the.
Yeah, he's like hammering the
nuke.
Yeah.
Sitting there ripping panels off the plane.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Oh my god, dude. Yeah, I'm afraid to fly alive.
Yeah,
I've never had much of a fear of it myself, but
yeah, fine, don't bother me.
I don't know, man. I can flap my fucking arms all I want. I can't fly.
Well, you know, see, like this is my approach to flying. Once the plane is off the ground, I just kick back and go, well, it's out of my hands.
Oh yeah. Anything you can do about it.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if I want my fate in the hands of a guy that's like fucking great Cleveland again. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't know if I want that guy flying my planes. You know what I mean? Like maybe if we're going to like Hawaii, he's like, oh, cool, man. Like, I can't wait.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, cool.
It's like, oh, great. It's Akron. Yeah. You're like, fuck, I don't want to go there.
Delaware.
Yeah, I'm in Delaware.
Delaware.
Yeah, I mean, still though, like, I mean, if those ghosts were there, right, and they do attach to you, they got to be pretty fucking strong by now, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I would think.
Like, if they're feeding off dark energy and stuff, I mean, they got to be.
Well, I'd be more concerned about like if there is like evil kind of entities on there, would be like the demons or whatever you want to call them coming with you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, and the beauty about that is that there's been enough pain, torture, and wars in this world that no matter where you went, or no matter who it attached itself to, there's enough bad energy everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To sustain itself.
Yep. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. I mean, why would it want to leave that island if there's that much history of pain and torture and torment? Seems like a buffet. You would just stay there.
Yeah.
Endless supply.
You'd get a new and a live victim to torment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I mean, it's like part of me. Before we talked about this, I was like, yeah, I'd probably go check it out. But now I'm not like so sure if I'd want to go and check it out.
I wouldn't consider myself superstitious, dude, but at the same time, I don't test my luck.
You're a little stitious.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to. Exactly. I like, you know, if you're like, oh, hey, if you go do this here, there's a good chance you'll, something will come up. Like, no, I'm cool.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not going to test that theory to see if it's true or not.
Yeah, well, like, I might not fully buy it.
I like to believe that it's real.
I'm not going
to. But I'm not going to really force myself to check.
I ain't going to lie, man. I'm going to test it. I ain't going to lie.
Good luck.
I mean, I would have to. How do you make these things show up? I ain't saying, you know, eventually I might end up regretting. Yeah,
if the demon who possesses me gives me powers, that I'm down, you know. I can throw fireballs out of my hand or teleport through the shadows.
Like fucking Ryu. Like, what
are you talking about? Like, right. Like, all of a sudden I'm selling out giant stadium. You know what I mean? Like, then yeah. I mean, then
maybe.
Got to be something in it for me too, man.
But if I'm going to look like Reagan from Poltergeist.
The Exorcist.
Yeah. My bad. Yeah, you
watch more movies.
My bad.
Yes.
Yeah, with my head spinning around. No, I'm good.
That was blasphemy.
Dude, I don't know, man. Like, I still don't think it would be like that. I think it'd be more like you're just like bedridden and you're like scratched all the hell and you're covered in your own vomit.
Yeah.
I think that's more likely what happens.
Talking about possession?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't think you can start playing like just awesome licks on the guitar, you know what I mean? Where you're just, you know what I mean? Or all of a sudden you're like the best drummer in the world, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's what's happening. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not like Tenacious D, you know what I mean? Where they find a pick out of the devil's tooth,
you know? The pick of destiny.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. I think it's more like they're just fucking you up in the inside.
Oh yeah, yeah. Definitely.
All right, everybody, you up mentally.
Well, yeah. I think that's Pavelia. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Sure.
And to be honest, like the amount of research that we didn't use is warranted for at least another episode of this, man. Like there was a lot of history to this place, and we really just kind of summed it up.
I mean, and like I said, dude, like the stories alone.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's just so many stories of like this person had this encounter, this person had this encounter, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, that's the thing about a lot of these stories. They're first, second, or third hand accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Stuff
that happened on there. You know what I mean? And very little, quote unquote, evidence.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of it is like, you know, rumors of lore and lures and lore of rumors.
Yep.
You know, I mean, this place, you know, it has such a long and storied history, man.
That's the only problem is that, like, yeah, you're not going to get good evidence. Like, you might get some EVPs.
Mm-hmm.
You might get some willowy kind of smoke going through. But, I mean, you're never going to get, like, a full-on apparition that sits down and has an interview with you.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff.
Where you know, yeah, that's never going to happen.
It's mainly going to be, like, you're going to get those three scratches across your back and you're gonna run away terrified.
Well, I can tell you now, if I was there,
I don't even want that, man.
And I got three scratches on my back literally from standing in the middle of a room. I ain't gonna lie, bro, I'm kind of a skeptic when it comes to ghosts, but if that happened to me,
for sure, like, I'm done. Yep,
like legit. Yeah, I'm like, yep, fuck all that.
Yeah,
I am out, bro.
Yep. Like, I believe. See y'all later.
Yep, got me. Never, and I promise you, I will never be back.
Yeah, why would you want to go in the first place?
No, sorry, that's guys. I got to go to the church and start repenting my sins.
Yeah, absolutely.
How many Hail Marys I got to do?
That'll give me a whole new process, a whole new perspective on life, man. I'd be like, wow, man, I've been living my life completely the wrong way.
Yep. You know what? I don't know, man. Like, none of these, like this, the end episode, like, none of these ghost hunters are like, hey, is there like a god? You know what I mean? Like, they never ask like these kind of questions. They're like, what's your name? Is somebody there? Like, man.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. I never thought about it. Like, they skip over the part of like,
of all the shit you want to know.
Yeah. Is there heaven? Fun? Is there a hell? Yeah. Is there God, Satan? You know, what's it like?
Yeah. I mean, they don't ask those questions. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, if you want us out of here.
Well, I guess maybe, you know,
I dare you
ask that question. Then.
You know, and they're like daring ghosts to like do shit like that, you know?
Yeah. Like, kick me in the balls. I dare you. You ain't got what it takes.
Yeah. Slap me on the ass. You won't do it.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks again for joining us. We'll probably dig into this again one day and get a little bit more
at the very least. Yeah, we'll go back over
because there's
some more ghost story.
Yeah, there's still a lot to this, but in the meantime, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook at Gamma Ray Podcast, check us out on YouTube, and as always, we'll see you next week.
Catch you later,
everybody. Have a good one.